You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. My name is Celeste Quinn. This Friday evening, the fourth annual Tournai French Film Festival opens at Boardman's Art Theater in downtown Champaign. The festival, which runs through Thursday, November 6th, is organized by the University of Illinois and Parkland College. During the week-long fest, seven films will be screened. With me in the studio is Maggie Flynn. She's an assistant professor in the Department of French and the Unit for Cinema Studies at the U of I, and she's here to tell us more about the festival.
Thanks, Celeste.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Is the festival open to the general public?
Absolutely.
Very good.
I mean, anyone, everyone, there's something for everyone. So,
and this year, there are two children's films, although these films will delight everybody, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these are films that I certainly grew up on. They had a huge distribution in the United States in the 1950s. The Red Balloon did. On 16 millimeter. So this was something, you know, that people who are from their sort of late 20s through about 40, 45 just saw every year in school, mm-hmm. in elementary school. But they've been restored recently and re-released. And they're just great. I rewatched both of them, both The Red Balloon and White Mane, who are by the same director. The Red Balloon is, you know, it's a Paris tale, kind of quintessential Paris tale of a little boy and a balloon who follows him around. And the other is a story of a little boy and a horse. It's set in the Camargue, which is the Rhone Delta right on the Mediterranean. And beautiful, beautiful black and – it's the White Mane is black and white. Beautiful scenery.
Mm.
And
of course, it's a story of a child and an animal.
Yeah.
It's got to be winning.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, it's kind of this. Both of these films are kind of, you know, you can't go wrong.
And both of these films, if I'm not mistaken, won awards both here in the U.S. and in France.
That's right. Both White Mane and Cannes won prizes at White Mane and The Red Balloon won prizes at Cannes. I'm getting things backwards. And also, The Red Balloon was nominated for won an Oscar for Best Screenplay. So they were very well, you know, received immediately and have continued to see.
Yeah. At what age would a child have an appreciation for these two films?
You know, I don't know. I don't have kids, so I don't have the exact – I'm not sure I'd have the exact pinning. I'd say The Red Balloon would go younger. The White Mane is a little bit older. There's a little bit of kind of drama about this horse who's trying to be tamed. And we have set them up so that The Red Balloon shows first, and then there'll be an intermission. They're in a double feature because they're both medium-length films, 35, 40-minute long. So, you know, parents can very easily kind of make a discreet exit if they think their kids has kind of had enough of sitting in the theater. Or,
I would think elementary school age children.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of key.
Second grade maybe and up. You don't want to bring them too little and they are, they don't know what's going on.
I have a friend who has a child who's, I believe, four and
like the Red Balloon?
The Red Balloon. So, yeah, that certainly worked with their kid.
Now, would you give us a thumbnail description of a couple of the other films, because there are five more?
Sure.
You've got a couple of favorites. What? How about something really for the adults, too?
Well, one film that I'm really delighted we're able to show is Darat, Dry Season. It's a film about set in the aftermath of civil war in Chad, and it's an incredibly taut storyline. There's this problem of this young man who has been told by his grandfather that although the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in Chad had kind of finished its work and everything is supposed to be in order, the person who killed this boy's father was never brought to any kind of justice. And the grandfather says, you have to take care of this. And this young man meets his father's killer and has a relationship of sorts with him. It's a very father-son sort of relationship. And I was on the edge of my seat the entire way through. How on earth could this resolve? So that and the reason I'm really happy we're able to show this is a Franco-Chadian co-production, is that it's extremely rare. This is something that, you know, you're not going to be able to just go to the video store and get to see this. It was also incredibly expensive because it was so rare. So we're only showing that three times. So we usually show things four or even five in the past. So it's something to keep an eye on when it's available. The other film that's a little bit more special is the documentary film. Her name is Sabine, which people might know the actress Sandrine Bonnaire, huh? Who's been very popular since the 1980s. And this is her first, she's the director.
Uh-huh.
This is her first film, and it's about her sister who has autism. And it's, you know, this was the sister, Sabine, was not diagnosed for a very long time, and it's a kind of a mixture of home movies that Sandrine Bonnaire had made as the girls were, you know, younger and growing up, and contemporary footage. She made this as a militant film, actually, because she felt like her sister had kind of slipped through the cracks too long and been not ill-diagnosed, and there wasn't the kind of support, institutional support. So with this, we actually have a panel discussion on Monday at the Illinois Program for Research in the Humanities, which has people from cinema studies, but also people who we have someone who works on, knows a lot about autism in the United States as public health point of view. So that's Monday, the 3rd of November at noon.
Will there be any pre- or post-screening discussions at Boardman's?
Absolutely. There, each film, except for the kids' films, all the other films are going to be introduced at least once by a faculty member from Illinois or Parkland College. Just a, you know, brief introduction to kind of give you a little bit more context and nifty production anecdotes and that kind of thing, cultural context, those sorts of things.
Okay. Now, does one buy a pass, or may we buy tickets for individual films?
Tickets are on sale individually, and they're actually up on the Boardman's website now. They are on sale. So that's www.boardmansarttheater, and that's R-E at the end of theater.com.
Boardmansarttheater.com.
So those are available now. And certainly on Friday night and on Saturday night, the 7 o'clock showings have been very, very, very busy in the past. So it's worth either coming by whenever the box office is open and buying the tickets or buying them online.
Yeah, it's really grown into a very popular festival.
Yeah, we have
festival.
2,500 people last year came. So we're very pleased. It gets a little bit bigger every year. We're competing with Halloween this year. We hope that people will be able to kind of come on in and not just on their way to or from their party or their trick-or-treating, but that and, of course, the elections on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, what a welcome diversion.
Yeah, I hope
there
so.
There we go. This Friday evening, the 4th Annual Tournée French Film Festival opens at Boardman's Art Theater in downtown Champaign. The festival, which runs through Thursday, November 6th, is organized by the University of Illinois and Parkland College. 7 films will be screened during the week-long fest. And for more information, visit www.boardmansarttheater.com. And my thanks this afternoon to Maggie Flynn. Thanks,
Maggie. Thank you, Celeste.